Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Israel and Hamas have agreed to zoned three-day pauses in fighting to allow for polio vaccinations to take place. This is after the first case of polio has been identified and diagnosed in Gaza, the first case in 25 years. And Alistair Bunkle, Sky News Middle East correspondent, joins us this morning. Alistair, explain what's happening. This is a very limited pause in fighting.
Yeah, it is. And the agreement at the moment is preliminary. It's due to come into force on Sunday. And there will be three phases, each lasting 3 days. So the first phase will be a sort of a pause in fighting in a part of central Gaza between, I think, 6 a.m. and 3 p.m. each day. So it's during daylight hours. That will happen for 3 days in central Gaza whilst the polio vaccine is distributed. It will then, the same thing will happen, but in the south for 3 days. And then in the north for 3 days. And so the Israelis have and Hamas have agreed that whilst those phases are happening in those specific areas, fighting will cease so the polio vaccination can get out there.
Okay. And whilst there doesn't appear to be any wider implications, this I suppose is evidence of Hamas and Israel working together on something. Is that positive?
Yeah, definitely. I think that if this goes ahead as is hoped, then it's positive on a number of levels. Firstly, because it is desperate that the polio vaccine gets out there. There's already been one 10-month-old baby who's partially paralyzed by the type 2 variant, I think, of the polio virus. There is concerns that it will spread. There's about 640,000 children under the age of 10 that they need to try and vaccinate, at least 90% of them. There is also concerns, and I think Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, the U.S. Secretary of State, made this clear when he was here last week. There are concerns that it could spread as well to Israel. So it's really important that that gets done. And if it goes smoothly, then obviously that is good for simple healthcare. But if it goes smoothly, you assume it would also be a bit of a confidence builder that if they can, between the two of them, I mean, not directly negotiate these truces, but both adhere to these truces, then it would, you know, perhaps build some confidence that something a bit more permanent or substantial could be agreed.
Before I let you go, I mean, that polio vaccinations aside, the mood on the ground, is it still bleak? No sign of any, I suppose, rapprochement at ceasefire talks. Your read of the current situation?
We're hearing sort of positive signs, slightly positive signs, particularly out of the Americans. I think it was Jake Sullivan, the U.S. Secretary of State in China yesterday, said they're into the nitty-gritty now. I think what they're doing is the mediators, the negotiators, they're focusing on this, the minutiae of detail, but that doesn't mean that that's the only bit left. The really big sticking points that basically the presence of the remaining presence of Israeli troops in Gaza, that hasn't been resolved. And I'm afraid I don't have much faith that it will be resolved anytime soon. Who knows? You know, there might be a breakthrough. I think every time that the Israelis manage to successfully rescue or recover hostages, either dead or alive, you know, that puts even more pressure on Hamas. But I can't see it happening in the short term. But the negotiations go on, and, you know, on the ground in Gaza, it is every bit as grim as it has been.
Look, thank you for that indeed this morning. That is Alistair Bunkle, their Sky News Middle East correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.